Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.810 in the Lehigh Valley. Pigs fall this afternoon to the Charlotte Knights 5-4 in the finale of a three-game weekend series down at BB&T Ballpark in Charlotte. Starting to get tired of these late afternoon Sunday games. They always seem to end poorly for the Iron Pigs. Well, it is over this evening. Pigs fall to the Charlotte Knights 5-4. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines. These are your highlights and your game recap for August the 20th, 2017. At least the Pigs avoided getting walked off in this one, as they had the previous two. But these 5-0-5 Sunday games, they always seem to end in such heartbreaking fashion for the Iron Pigs. This one no different. Two leads for the Iron Pigs. But they get bit by Danny Hayes. Two go-ahead solo home runs. And the Pigs just could not get over the hump. That is the Charlotte Knights this season. Knights end up taking six of seven games from the Iron Pigs this year. Things got underway rather quickly and rather well for the Pigs in the top of the first inning, though. Scott Kingery extended his hitting streak to 18, which ties him for the single-season Iron Pigs hit streak at 18 games. With that base hit, J.P. Crawford then came up and singled right behind him. And these two guys are becoming the new 1-2 combo for the Iron Pigs. You know, once it was Reese Hoskins and Dylan Cousins, now look out for J.P. Crawford and Scott Kingery. These two seem to get at least two hits a game. And because they hit 1-2 in the order, they are quite literally a 1-2 punch. Kingery singles, Crawford singles. Then Carlos Tochi came to the plate.
Runners on the corners. Volstad deal swung on a slow ground ball to second. I don't know if he'll get two. And the tag is not made on Crawford on the charging play by Peter. His only play now is to first. And he throws over and gets Tochi, but a run scores. Crawford gets to scoring position. Give Tochi an RBI and give the Pigs a 1-0 lead.
Pigs off to a fantastic start. 1-0 top of the first inning. Brock Stassi then came up and singled. Now, this was a hit with a runner in scoring position, but Crawford had to hold up because of how hard it was hit. He wound up on third. Pigs do have first and third. Just one out, but Andrew Pullen struck out swinging. Dylan Cousins flew out, and that was the end of the top of the first inning. Bottom of the first, Joey Donato heading to the mound for the Pigs, giving them a spot start today with Ben Lively up in the bigs with the Phillies making the start. And he got greeted rudely by Jake Peter, who tripled to lead off the bottom of the first inning, but Donato bounced back, getting Cody Ashe to strike out, and Reimer Liriano is well down on strikes, before Rob Brantley flew out to end the bottom of the first inning. Top of the second inning, Pigs went down 1-2-3. In the bottom of the second inning, the Knights did get a one-out base hit from Danny Hayes, but Casey Gillespie knocked into a 4-6-3 inning, ending double play. Pigs maintaining their one-run lead through two innings. Top of the third we go. Pigs go down in order in the top of the third inning as well. Bottom of the third began with Jacob May reaching on an error on Joey Donato. Ronald Bueno grounded out to shortstop. May was able to take second by stealing the base, so the Knights had a runner in scoring position with one away. But Jake Peter flew out, and Cody Ashe walked. That walk spelled the end of the day, actually after a wild pitch, and then the walk. The day was spelled over for Joey Donato. Before Colton Murray entered the game, Colton Murray walked Reimer Liriano, and that brought Rob Brantley to the plate.
As Murray sets, kicks, and delivers. Swung on, belted in the air, right center field deep. Tochi is racing back. Tochi is looking up, and that ball lands at the base of the right center field wall. It's in for extra bases. One has scored. A second run is home. Throw to the plate for the third run is in time. A relay Tochi to Kingery to Moore, and they're able to gun down Liriano at the plate. However, the damage is done. Brantley a double, gets RBIs 41 and 42.
A great relay and an outfield assist for Carlos Tochy, who's really setting his firsts for the Iron Pigs. He had his first hit the other day. Yesterday, he had his first home run. Today, his first outfield assist for the Pigs. And it helped keep the Piggies in the game. It ended the inning, but credit Rob Brantley with two RBIs and give the Knights the lead 2-1 after three innings. Top of the fourth inning, Pigs go down 1-2-3 in a midst of 12 in a row being set down by Chris Volstad, who really got into a good groove throughout this game. Pigs go down 1-2-3 top of the fourth. Bottom of the fourth inning with Cesar Ramos now in the game. He gets the Knights to go down 1-2-3. So we move to the top of the fifth inning. In the top of the fifth, Angelo Mora singled, but he got picked off of first base. Herlis Rodriguez then flew out, so the Pigs had two outs, looking to get a little two-out bingo. Logan Moore, well, he extended his hit streak to five by singling. Scott Kingery singled, and you know what happens when Scott Kingery singles, right?
Now the pitch is swung on, hammered by Crawford. That's a base hit past the glove of the second baseman, Peter. And then it's muffed out in right field by Liriano. So one runs in. Kingery sees this. He's going to come around from third. He's going to score easily. And the Pigs on the bullet by Crawford get a base hit and an RBI. A go-ahead run on an error by Reimer Liriano in right. And the Pigs a two-out rally for a 3-2 lead. And Kingery and Crawford continue to carry this team.
Another big-time hit for J.P. Crawford, bringing in two runs, giving the Pigs a 3-2 lead. Carlos Tochy, though, came up. He grounded out 4-3. That would be Jake Peter to Danny Hayes to end the top of the fifth, but the Pigs had taken the lead back, and they led it 3-2. Bottom of the fifth inning began with a walk to Jacob May. However, Jacob May was thrown out trying to steal, and then Ronald Bueno went down on strike, so quickly two away for Ramos and the Pigs trying to protect their newly taken lead. But Jake Peter gets hit by a pitch, and this is where things kind of start to fall apart for Ramos. He allows a base hit to Ashy. He walks Liriano, and then Rob Brantley, who already had an RBI with a hit, came up to the plate.
Battle prolongs. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's the 2-2 by Ramos. Hits him. Again, a breaking ball. Again, no effort to get out of the way of the pitch. And the game is tied on, of all things, a hit-by-pitch, a bunt single, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch.
In the very definition of taking one for the team, Rob Brantley stands in, gets hit by a pitch, and it brings home the game-tying run 3-3. After getting hit by the pitch, though, DJ Peterson came up next and grounded out to Scott Kingery to end the fifth inning. So all squared away at three, going to the top of the sixth. In the top of the sixth, Brock Stassi grounded out 5-3, but Andrew Pullen singled, Dylan Cousins walked, and Angelo Mora singled to load the bases. But only needing a flyout to bring in a run and retake the lead, Herlis Rodriguez hits a weak line out to the second baseman, and that brings Logan Moore to the plate.
All three Pigs lead, the 1-2, a swing and a missed strike three. Got him on a diving breaking ball. Volstad loads the bases but gets out unscathed.
Pigs blow a good opportunity in the top of the sixth inning. Chris Volstad finishes off his day by striking out Logan Moore in a major spot to keep the game tied at three. Bottom of the sixth inning we go. Danny Hayes led off the inning.
Now the kick and pitch, and it swung on and hammered in the air. High and deep right center field. No doubt about this one. That ball's out of here. A go-ahead solo shot by Hayes, and it's 4-3 Knights.
And just like that, the Pigs found themselves down once again 4-3. After that, Casey Gillespie grounded out to Scott Kingery. Jacob May struck out, and Ronald Bueno flew out to end the sixth. So we move to the top of the seventh inning, with Scott Kingery coming up first for the Iron Pigs.
The left-hander delivers, and it swung on and launched way out to deep left field. Forget about it. Long out of here. It's Kingery. Oh, it's good to be King.
Well, Mr. Do-It-All for the Iron Pigs, Scott Kingery ties the game right back up at four. And for the third time in the game, after a Scott Kingery hit, J.P. Crawford came up and singled. And just like that, the Pigs had a runner on first with a tie game and nobody out. Carlos Tochi, though, hit into a fielder's choice, which erased Crawford. Brock Stassi walked, two on, one out. Andrew Pollin then flew out, however, and Dylan Cousins struck out swinging to end the top of the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh, after a leadoff single for Jake Peter, he was caught stealing. Cody Ashe flew out, and Reimer Liriano stared at strike three to end the seventh. Top of the eighth, Pigs had a leadoff single, from Angelo Mora, but Herlis Rodriguez struck out swinging, and Logan Moore knocked into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. On to the bottom of the eighth. After Rob Brantley flew out and DJ Peterson popped up, Pat Venditti was looking to get the Pigs out of this one and get to the top of the ninth inning with the top of their order coming up. With two out, nobody on, Danny Hayes stepped to the plate, turning point of the game.
Now the pitch here swung on, hit high in the air, right field deep. Rodriguez back at the track, at the wall. Forget about it, it's out of here. A second go-ahead home run of the game for Danny Hayes.
Pigs could not contain Danny Hayes, who knocked out his second solo home run of the game, and the Knights took a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now, Venditti did get Casey Gillespie staring twice at strike three. Now, not actually because the scoreboard had it wrong the first time, and we nearly cut to break in the middle of an at-bat, caught just in time by Matt Provins as the commercial was playing. We did come back, but nobody had to white it out on their scorecards because Casey Gillespie did eventually go down looking at strike three to end the eighth, but the damage had been done, and Charlotte had taken a 5-4 lead. Pigs down to their last three outs in the top of the ninth inning, but they did have 1-2-3 coming up. Could Kingery and Crawford work their magic once more? Well, Kingery attempted it. He walked leading off the top of the ninth inning, but Crawford hit into a 4-6-3 double play to erase Kingery. Two outs, top of the ninth inning. Pigs' final hope rested on the shoulders of Carlos Tochi.
Pigs down to their final strike. Two outs, bases clear. Enoa delivers. Caught on a missed strike three. Pigs had two leads today, but they go down in defeat. They're swept at the hands of the Charlotte Knights for only the second time in franchise history, and they will head back to Allentown having lost 5 of 6 on this road trip and having lost 14 of 17 overall.
Tough loss this evening for the Iron Pigs. Once again, falling 5-4 to the Charlotte Knights. The Pigs had 4 runs on 12 hits and 1 error. The Knights, 5 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. For the Pigs, they were 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Unfortunately, 2 of the 3 did not result in a run scoring. They left 8 on base. The Charlotte Knights were 1-for-7. They left 5 on base. Joey Donato, 2 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. Colton Murray, 1/3 of an inning, 1 hit, 1 walk. He allowed 2 inherited runners to score. Cesar Ramos, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Yaxel Rios, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned, 1 strikeout, 1 home run. And Pat Venditti took the loss, 8-4 now. 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. One earned, 2 strikeouts. For the Charlotte Knights, Chris Volstad, no decision, 6 innings, 9 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Brian Clark got credited with a blown save, his second. 1 inning, 2 hits, 3 runs, or 1 earned, 1 run, 1 earned, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. And Michael Yanoa got the win. He's 1-0, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours and 53 minutes in front of 9,499 at BB&T Ballpark. Once again, the final score this evening, the Charlotte Knights defeated the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 5-4.